Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Whenever recalling the past or looking back at something that happened previously, it is easy to just romanticize it. It's easy to look back and think that it wasn't as bad as it was, assuming that it was bad. It wasn't as bad as it was. It's just this romantic feeling about it. And the further and farther away we get from that, the more and more it wasn't as it seemed. It wasn't hard as it seemed. It wasn't bad as it seemed. It just was not what it actually was. So we tend to just not necessarily make it up. We tend to just rewrite a little bit of history, not a lot. It's still somewhat true. Half-truths. We tend to make half-truths out of it. And me buying my first car, purchasing my first vehicle, actually getting my first vehicle, purchasing it from a dealership, I went into that situation with no strategy whatsoever. No strategy, no plan, nothing to help me out in making a better decision. No mechanic to look over and make sure everything with the car is okay. Because sometime when you drive off the lot or sometime when you purchase something, it necessarily isn't what it seems to be. It necessarily isn't how it is portrayed to be. Therefore, having a mechanic or somebody that knows something about vehicles can help you out and look over things and make sure everything is okay or good to go, or you can something to that nature. I had none of that. Didn't have a mechanic. Didn't have any price range of what the vehicle should be. Something called the Blue Book value. Didn't have any of that, or True Car value. Didn't have past owners of certain vehicles, like a mechanism to run the VIN number and get all the details off the car and stuff like that. I just basically went in that situation, and the only goal I had at that time was, I'm leaving with a vehicle. I am purchasing a vehicle today. I'm leaving with a vehicle. That's all that matters. That's all that's important. All this other stuff, I don't care. Let the chips fall where they may. All this other stuff, I'll be able to get over it. All this other stuff, I'll be able to live through whatever happens. I'm going with the gut feeling. I'm going with that. Everything else does not matter. And so to help me get to this goal and to help me accomplish this goal, I guess you can say I had a strategy. I guess you can say I had a plan. I guess you can say I actually thought this out and thought this through over a long period of time. And it wasn't just a spur of the moment thing. It wasn't just some day I just woke up and said, I feel like purchasing a vehicle today. No, I actually planned out, had a goal, as in I'm going to get dropped off. And by me getting dropped off at the dealership means I have to leave with a vehicle. Never mind that I could call somebody to pick me up. Never mind that I could have called a taxi. Never mind I could have got a ride from someone. Never mind that the dealer or whoever could have took me home. None of that was taking place. I was getting dropped off, so I would have to be forced to purchase a vehicle, leave the lot with a vehicle that day. That was planned. That was part of the strategy. That just pushed me, pushed me over the edge to help me accomplish that goal. And I had no clue of what I was going to buy. I had no clue of what I was going to purchase. I didn't know, didn't have a inkling of miles on cars, as far as how old they are, the average miles. I didn't know anything. Remember, I am the non-car guy. I know nothing about cars. I know nothing about vehicles. I have destroyed at least about 3 engines and one, it's really 4, but the one time wasn't my fault, but the other 3, yeah. And then there was another time, but I'm just not going to bring that up or mention that, because I believe somebody just did that out of spite. I can't prove it. Therefore, it will remain a secret, and I will not say. So I'm not the brightest on cars. I'm the same guy. I'm the same person that thought the little water faucet thing meant to put water in the engine. Now I know that wasn't the case. Now I understand my faux pas, but I'm still that guy. I'm still that person. So I'm going into the situation with the small knowledge base that I have on vehicles, the small knowledge base that I have on cars. I didn't mind looking up information on the internet. I didn't mind asking a buddy or a friend or family or anybody to just help, you know, help me out. I didn't get a mechanic or someone who knows something about vehicles and how they work and how they go room, room. Didn't have one of those. I guess you can say, but I wouldn't say this, that I was winging it. And the only reason I say that I wasn't winging it and I was just going with the flow, because I actually got dropped off there. And the reasoning behind getting dropped off there was so I can leave with a vehicle. So that was actually thought out. That was actually planned. So it wasn't just, just a sporadic, just, woo, shiny object, let's go. Woo, shiny object. It wasn't just that. It wasn't something that was spontaneous. It was actually thought out. But with my knowledge base and my lack of knowledge on how vehicles work and the price of vehicles and the miles and all of that stuff, I was just going into an environment, going into the situation with not much information, not many facts, nothing to work with. All I knew was I had X amount of dollars to throw down, and I wanted my car note to be X amount. That's all I knew. That's all I had. So I get there, and one guy comes up to me, and he's working with me. But previous, I think a week before, I had set up a meeting or something on internet, and I was supposed to be meeting with someone else, and I never got word back, but I still went and made it there around the same time. I guess it was just never a confirmation on the schedule. So I get there, and the person that comes up to me, and I didn't know who it was supposed to be. I'm guessing that they put a name on the return email to meet such and such at this time, this date. But all I saw was the time and the date. So when I get there and I'm walking in the office or in the building, somebody comes up to me. I'm assuming that they know who I am. I am assuming that this is the person that sent me the email back, and this is the person that's going to be helping me with my purchase. I just wish I wouldn't have assumed all that. I just wish that it would have got off to a better start than that, because I started working with that guy and it wasn't the guy who sent the email back. And the guy that sent the email back kind of figured out that I was the person that he sent the email to. Yeah, he wasn't too happy. He thought I had some kind of game going on him, or was trying to set him up for failure. I'm not trying to set you up for failure. I don't know who you are. I just walk in. This guy, I guess he's not you, but he started helping me. Therefore, the person that's in my immediate presence and not the email exchange that wasn't no any confirmation, yeah, you kind of get pushed to the back of the line. Well, at least the two salespeople didn't fight over me, because that would have just not been a good thing. I don't want violence. I don't want people fighting over me. People should not fight over me. People should not fight over me. And I'm glad that it didn't happen and they did not fight over me. However, my good name was tarnished. My good name was tarnished. Well, now that that kerfuffle's out of the way and I'm working with the new guy and not the person who didn't send a confirmation email, because, hey, you know, you got to send confirmation emails. That's just how that stuff works. That's just how that works. So I give him the amount that I can just drop down on the vehicle and amount that I want to pay. And this is a huge, extremely big dealership. And after giving him that information, he took it in. He computed it around and did some things and put it in some machines, and it spit out some numbers, and it spit out some more numbers. Then he told me that I have basically two choices. I have two choices on the lot. Two. Not one, but I have two choices. So, right there, all of you who are probably thinking that I should have just had all this information about just every car, every vehicle that was on that lot. Oh, I should have had something on my mind. I didn't need to. All I had was two choices. Two choices. So it was either A or B. A, B, or I was going home without a vehicle. But remember, I got dropped off. By me getting dropped off means I can't go home without a vehicle. How would I get home? I don't have a vehicle to get home. I can't call a cab. I can't have them drop me off. I can't have somebody to pick me up. That just cannot take place. I need either A vehicle or B vehicle. So I look at A vehicle, it was okay. It's a little bit old. It was old. And not only it was old, it didn't test drive too well. And yeah, I do have the basic knowledge of taking these vehicles out the test drive. Because if I don't take them out the test drive, how would I know if I like it or not? Definitely have to drive it. I just can't buy sight unseen. I'm not that big of a genius to determine whether or not that I can buy something sight unseen. It's like, hold on. I don't need to drive that. I just want it. But sir, you haven't seen it. I just want it. I have that feeling that it's good. It's okay. So I'm not that big of a genius to be able to do that. So yeah, I had to test drive it. And unfortunately, it didn't drive too well. And so A was out of the question. And so since A was out of the question, it didn't matter about B. All B had to do was not break down during the test drive. And all B had to do was just make it through the test drive and be okay, have a decent 0 to 60, because you know how important 0 to 60 is to me. 0 to 60 is, it is what it is. It's Manny being Manny. I got to have it at a reasonable number as far as seconds. That's all B had to do. So I get the B. I look. Really didn't pay attention to whether or not that it was scratched up or something wrong with the windows or anything. That was not any of my concern. My main concern was being able to drive this car off the lot, go up and down the highway a few times, take a back road, and then come back and have the car still in one piece. That was my main objective. Testing the 0 to 60, I didn't want to test it in a way that I would normally test it, because, you know, somebody's in the car with me and I just can't chance it. I just can't risk it. I can't take that person's trust for granted, because they're going to be expecting me to be an expert right off the bat going from 0 to 60. But 0 to 60 is different with vehicles. It's different with certain cars. Every car, 0 to 60, it's different. It takes some longer. It takes others shorter. And to just being able to know and get that fear for how to go that fast from start or from stop to start, it's an art form. It's definitely not a science, but it's an art form. It's an art form. And I just didn't want to put that person in that predicament. Therefore, I just kind of went and tested out the 0 to 30. And it was passable. And so come back from the test drive. Car didn't fall apart. Nothing bad happened. Okay, sir, I'm going to take this car. And the car at the time, it wasn't that old. It didn't have that many miles on it. It was about six years old. Didn't have any more miles on it. It was a decent color. Didn't really have too many gadgets inside it or additions. It was okay. It was good. My plan of leaving in a vehicle that I purchased, it's going according to plan. Everything's working out. Everything is so good. I put my numbers in. I put all my information in, do the credit and all that other stuff, insurance, and get all of that, and I am ready to go. I am ready to go. I just accomplished something big. I just did something that was amazing. Sure, it got off to a rocky start here and there. Sure, I kind of made some mistakes by assuming a lot of things, but I never assumed that the NBA playoffs was the playoffs to watch. Never assumed that, never took that for granted, never just had the thought or the wherewithal to think that NBA playoffs, it's fantastic. Because NBA playoffs is just another extension to a super long season. Not every team can win. Not every team should be in it. Not every team are capable of being watchable. Therefore, we struggle. First round is definitely a struggle. How about this? How about let's just fast forward to the Eastern Conference Final, the Western Conference Final, and we just go from there. How about this? We just put in two teams out the West, two teams out the East, play in the Conference Final, and then we get to the finals. Get to the finals. All this other stuff and round one, round two, and blah, blah, blah. It's not good. It's not helping anybody. It's just assuming that the NBA playoffs is fantastic. It's just assuming that the NBA playoffs is so good. And we can look back and say, oh, in the past, the NBA playoffs was just so amazing. It was so good. No, it wasn't. It was not amazing. It was not good. It's just romanticizing what happened in the past. Be like me. Be straight up. Be honest. Don't romanticize it. Tell it how it is. It was a bad experience. It was just bad. Just like my experience. It was just bad. And stupid.